Good morning. A front and a wave of low pressure passing across the Canadian border with New York and New England this morning. A round of showers, primarily in the northernmost part of New York and Vermont, including the northern part of the Champlain Valley up toward Montreal. The rest of the region is dry. We have some scattered clouds passing through, but the humidity levels are down, and it's a comfortable start, mainly in the 50s and lower 60s. After this wave of low pressure passes by, just a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible close to the Canadian border. Otherwise, a dry day today with a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 80s. As we get into the night tonight, a wave of low pressure will approach from the Midwest and Great Lakes. Out ahead of it, a southerly wind flow will pull in more humidity, and temperatures will remain in the 60s. As the wave gets closer towards sunrise tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be on the increase. With this disturbance moving by and a front draped across the region, skies will be mostly cloudy tomorrow, and it will be humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be common from time to time throughout the day, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. As this wave passes through, high pressure will build in on Wednesday with a dry day. We'll have sunshine, giving way to some clouds by the afternoon, but with lower humidity, it will be pleasant in the lower 80s. A more potent wave of low pressure with a deeper trough of low pressure will make its way toward us on Thursday and Friday. Both days will feature scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly to mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s Thursday and upper 70s on Friday. Right now it looks like we'll dry it out to start the weekend on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s with high pressure in control. But it also looks like we may see another front head our way for Sunday, so I'm putting at least the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the forecast for the end of the weekend in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across southern portions of the Great Lakes region. A 30 to 40 knot westerly mid-level jet streak is expected to support the transport of seasonably high moisture content from the mid-Mississippi Valley eastward across the southern portions of the Great Lakes. Strong daytime heating is expected to contribute to a corridor of moderate instability and increasing thunderstorm development by late this afternoon. This environment may be conducive to isolated supercell structures, at least initially, and perhaps one or two small organizing convective clusters with large hail and potentially damaging wind gusts, the primary severe weather threats before storms weaken this evening with the loss of daytime heating. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with freezing rain, snow, and fog, and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 56, 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, an isolated shower or storm, mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny, in the mid to upper 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature, 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.22 inches for the month, which is 0.05 of an inch above normal. And 25.25 inches for the year, which is 5.51 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 100 set in 1936, and the record low 47 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most likely closer to the Canadian border with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more humid, scattered showers and storms, lower to mid 80s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Wednesday, back down on the humidity in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday, upper 70s and lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday, and back to the lower 80s with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.